Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and we are so excited to be here yet again for another week of recording. I'm joined by one of our favorite guests, Elizabeth. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here today. We missed you.
No, thank you for having me on today. I'm so excited to be back.
I just am happy that you are back on with your headphones in the recording studio.
This is where I feel most whole as a person.
Absolutely. And by recording studio, I mean our game room.
Our home.
In the home. So happy that you could walk downstairs and join us today. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with some pits and peaks as we typically do here on Bose & Company. I want to hear about your week. I want to hear about the highs, the lows, the moments that defined the 7 days. So wow. Share with us.
Well, it was a wonderful week, I have to say. It was the last week of July, and my pit was that I got deregistered from the two summer courses that I am taking this summer. And this is such a classic Bitsy moment.
So you.
I log on to my summer course, and the screen is blank, and I think, geez, this isn't right. Something is awry. So
I feel unsettled.
I feel unsettled. I got an email, so I check my email, and it says in bold font,
no,
you have been dropped. Oh, I think I just hurt the microphone. You have been dropped from both econ and accounting.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
a little bit of panic coursed through my blood. I emailed a few people. I made a few calls. I got back in. Uh-huh. Everything is settled. I'm back in my classes. But for a good 27, 28 hours, I...
You thought that everything that you...
I thought it was over.
I thought it was over. Over. And just to clarify, it was a glitch on their end.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So things hadn't been processed, and I only have 2 weeks left of this class, so it would have been a real bummer. I wrote a 5-page essay for econ.
Wow.
I mean, I thought academic. Clearly it wasn't eloquent enough because they dropped me from the class.
Well, for a moment there, nothing was eloquent enough for them. They didn't want to hear anything you had to say or past, present, or future. Yeah. They were done with you.
Yeah.
And wow.
I just, you know, I
persevered. What? That was a crazy day and a half where we didn't know the outcome of your classes. Those 4 credits were just kind of thrown out into the...
6 credits, actually.
Oh, 6 credits.
Yeah. And I did it because I wanted to just stay ahead.
Absolutely.
So
little did you know that you had to go through an entire, like,
I think it took years off my life. Honestly, the stress.
Yeah. There's something about just doesn't matter how old you are when it comes to classes, you know, it can really, that was definitely a pit for you. So why don't you share a peak? Well, maybe the peak was just getting back into the class. Let's just keep it simple. That could be the first one
right,
for you.
But nothing is ever simple. So
No.
So my peak was definitely the last weekend of July. So it was last weekend. And it was a whirlwind. I didn't expect any of the events that occurred. And it was just really fun. Friday, I don't know what we did Friday.
Wait,
Saturday,
I was like staring at you like, what happened the last week of July as if I haven't been with you.
Everything just like flashed by. Yeah. But Saturday, we spent all day together. Emily and I went on excursions. We found this magical.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want to talk about
it? I do.
Okay, I'll talk about it. So we decided to get our coffee, go to the farm market, and there's a little market in the park, and then we drove a little ways away, and we stopped at the side of the road to this adorable vintage farm market.
I don't know if it's vintage.
No, but it looked.
This is their current business.
It's not vintage.
The barn looked vintage.
Oh, yeah. The barn was vintage. Yeah.
The barn was,
they weren't vintage.
Well, no, this is like present time that's happening. Yes. Continue.
So we stopped there and we're like, well, this is just absolutely idyllic. We walk around, we're looking at the peaches. They have squash and zucchini. And then this woman says, oh, well, if you like this, you know, why don't you go behind the barn and there's some peach trees. Did you just unplug us?
Sorry, no. We're still rolling. Keep talking.
Okay. So she says, why don't you go behind the barn and there are some peach trees. You can take some pictures of the trees. So we're like, okay. We prance behind the barn.
Wait, I'm going to need you to pause. We're having some...
You're like literally panicking. Your expression.
We're having some technical difficulties. We're still like, the recording is still working, but my computer's dying and the outlets behind me are not working.
No. Use that one. Oh, turn on the light switch, honey.
Oh.
Little AV girly over here.
Oh my gosh, it's working. Yay! Okay, I thought that my computer was about to die and then we were going to just lose this entire file. So I mean,
your face got red. Your eyes looked like panicked.
I was on all fours as she was talking, trying to plug in my computer. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm so sorry. That was no, so
I'm
not
sorry that you had to go through
host-like
that.
Of me. Continue.
You handled it so gracefully.
Really? Because yeah. I was going to throw up.
Not really. It just went out. I can't hear myself. Okay, I'm back.
It still says that I can see, that I can hear you.
Okay, good.
What do you mean you can't hear yourself?
I couldn't. I hit a cord and I thought I broke something, but I didn't. Anyways.
Recording out of your house is going to be the bane of our existence. This GarageBand, like, update your app. Like, this is,
yeah.
It's just not super
user friendly.
What
era is this?
I don't know, but it's not super user friendly. It's taken a moment to get us here, so we're just going to keep rolling despite what is being thrown.
We overcome.
Okay.
Anyway,
continue. Sorry.
We're at a barn and we walk to the back of this barn and there are acres upon acres of these peach trees. There's a pond. There's all of these. They were vintage, I have to say. You know, farm equipment. Okay. And
wait. I'm sorry. I'm still kind of distracted by the computer outlet. Did you just tell the podcast you were able to decipher between current farm equipment and vintage?
No.
You have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to farm equipment.
I have no idea.
I don't think it was vintage. I think it was their farm equipment.
Okay, but the thing was is that it looked old and it was under a tree with grass grown around it.
No. Okay. That is so not the point of the story, but I think that they probably just kept their equipment underneath trees to keep it cool.
I was trying to paint a picture showing the people.
Like, I don't even know where you think that you know so much about farm equipment.
I don't know anything about farm equipment.
I don't know anything about farm equipment.
New versus vintage. So we walk behind the barn, and there are sprawling acres of peach trees, and we had absolutely, we just didn't think in that there would be all of these acres behind us.
Yes.
There's a large pond. There's a man on a tractor. Like, this is a established farm.
I would say that it looked like it was Tuscany.
It did look like it was Tuscany.
And we were in, you know, the great state of Ohio. We just walked past this vintage red barn, which that was the vintage barn and not the working part of the barn. And behind it was just this gorgeous
sprawling
hills. I could have spent the rest of my life back there and
raised a family
easily
under the peach trees.
There was the brown house.
Oh yeah.
That looked like a cabin.
Oh, what?
The cabin house.
The cabin.
I could have lived there easily.
I would have loved to live there.
I was feeling like an author would be found
totally
somewhere. Yeah.
Or like Monet, honestly. Like he
right,
would
of
be,
course.
This would be his muse.
So all of these peach trees and the woman who was running the farm was so kind to us. And then we bought obviously a bunch of peaches. A bushel of peaches. And then we went on our merry little way.
So the peak was the entire weekend. It was fantastic.
I'm so happy. It was a really stellar weekend. And now we welcome August, which is the eldest sister of summer.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
She's wise.
Augustus.
Augusta.
Augusta. The matriarch of the family.
We welcome in Augusta to the season.
Welcome. So we're in August and, you know, back to school season is approaching. Grammy was on the phone with mom today and she said that there's a little back to school party going on at the beach house tomorrow.
I heard about that. And you're supposed to wear like your favorite school colors.
Is this a new thing that's been added to the social calendar?
You know, these neighborhood ladies are so creative.
Yeah, no, they really are. I just realized that I haven't set my pit and peak.
No, I know. We're getting to you.
Oh, I did. I just didn't want to like move past it. So I would say, what was my pit of the week? Wait, did I have it written down? No, I didn't. Oh my God, I had a great week. I don't have a pit.
Okay, I have a great life. Literally, oh my gosh.
So I wouldn't really say that I had a pit necessarily. I would just say that the equipment for this podcast is just a never-ending issue. But right now she seems to be working, so who knows? My peak of the week. Oh my gosh. So we have been ranked pretty highly for my podcast.
Yes.
Apparently on Apple Podcasts in the United States under fashion and lifestyle, we are ranked 32nd.
A big 32.
So it's a very, very specific niche category. Mm. But in that category, we are kind of excelling.
Top 50, kind of. We are mediocre in a tiny field.
I feel like we're slowly scaling a building, trying to get to that rooftop bar. You know, like we're almost there. Yeah. We couldn't take the elevator. We're on the outside of the building.
No, you don't have a VIP pass. No. Nobody's letting you in. There's a red, you know, gate or whatever they rope.
Yes. So that would definitely be a peak of the week. Dad's been so funny and he's been keeping track of my numbers and every morning he'll come in and kind of like give me the 411 on what he's found and what my rankings are in each country, which is, you know,
it's very specific.
It's super specific, but I love how invested he is. And that would be my peak of the week. And obviously I second ditto your whole weekend.
Carrot.
It was really, really fun and memorable. So, and just any time I get to spend with you is always a peak.
Oh, wow.
I love you.
I love you. No. I love you, my kin.
Sometimes when we're just like out and about, we'll be texting about random stuff. And then like, she'll just randomly say like, oh my gosh, I love my coffee. It was so good today. And I love you. Like, it's just, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Just, I want you to know.
Yeah. No, I live for it. Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit about back to school and what you're doing this year for your dorm room. I thought that this would be a really great topic because lots of questions relating to the dorm.
Totally. So I'm keeping the same bedding, first and foremost. My roommate transferred, so we bought matching bedding. So then this year, I'm giving that to my new roommate. And I love the matching theme, and I love the bedding. I think it's very durable and approachable.
approachable.
It's an approachable bedding.
A duvet could be approachable. Got it.
It's an inviting.
I like that better.
Definitely. Well, yeah, that makes more sense. An inviting bedding. And so mom... What did my sound do?
My sound went out for a second. Oh my gosh, and now I have a pop-up. Okay, can you still hear me, everyone? Ooh, talk, Elizabeth.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we're still rolling. Okay.
All right.
This ship is...
Oh, we overcome.
We overcome. Nothing is literally going to stop me.
Tenacity and adversity.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Continue.
So we went antiquing because the theme for my dorm... Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So the theme for my dorm... is Palm Beach in the 60s.
I love it.
Picture it. Soak it up. Let it percolate.
It's percolating. It's absorbing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting.
So picture like Gray Malin.
Mm-hmm.
That is the vibe. We have the bedding. Think
the approachable bedding.
The approachable bedding. The durable rug. Mm-hmm. We got a delightful little rattan bar cart from Target.
Oh my gosh. It's so cute.
And then we went antiquing today and we found really cute things. You know, there's like a part of me that wants to go like full nautical, and we actually found like a ship wheel.
No way.
It was actually a really good size too. It wasn't like, you know, like an actual ship wheel. It was a little bit smaller.
Uh-huh.
But that really just pigeonholes you into nautical.
Yeah, and
ship
I wouldn't
vibes.
Say that that necessarily.
All of a sudden, I'm putting up shiplap on my walls.
Right, exactly. And you're wearing a little shit.
A sailor outfit.
You're wearing a sailor outfit to class. But I would also say that that doesn't necessarily fit into your Palm Beach 60s vibe.
Right. So.
And I, yeah. Yes.
You have to walk a fine line nautical and coastal.
Coastal. That's exactly what I wanted to talk. And I that's totally. And your room is coastal. It's Serena and Lily. It's not.
But I always like finding the little elements, like the tennis racket that was antiqued. And
you
like.
You like your little antique.
I do.
Oh my gosh.
And like we got this little tiny ginger jar thing.
Oh, you did? I want to see the finds that you got from the antique store.
And like this brass kind of. Hanging basket.
Oh.
I don't think... Oh, it was a planter. That's what it was.
Planter. Hanging gotcha.
Planter.
And I know that you've been mentioning that you're going to be incorporating the color green a little bit more this
year.
Talk about that.
So last year was all blue and white and a little bit of pink. This year I wanted to do more bamboo and Kelly green and that, and just kind of encompass the colony and the breakers.
Yes. Yes.
So green's going to be incorporated with like, we got a little vase, little vase today. And so that.
It's a heavy A.
And we got a green throw from Amazon, which looks Serena and Lily. It was like $20.
Wow.
So we got that. And it's still going to have mostly blue, but just elements of green.
I love it.
For a little pizzazz.
No,
it's and brass. Not brass. Gold, brass.
Oh my gosh. I love how specific you're getting.
I was at the room. Designers for the house decorating meeting yesterday. I'm so sorry. Just
swallowed and kept going. You didn't stop.
And I told the designer, and I was like, yeah, I'm looking for like a little sculpture of like a little monkey. And
yeah.
She was like, okay, and is this for your dorm?
Well, I mean, if anyone would understand it, it's Debbie, the designer.
And I found, by the way, I found a monkey, porcelain little monkey guy.
Which was inspired by one of the villas at the Colony. And really just the Colony has monkeys
it's
everywhere.
It's Two's Company.
It's Two's Company. You found out at Two's Company. I feel like for this, I mean, obviously last year you spent a lot of time with your dorm. And since it's a little bit more established this year, you've had the opportunity to hunt a little deeper for some fun, original, I'm not going to say knickknacks, but like... right, what would be the right word?
They're not knickknacks because you don't want to clutter the room. You still mostly need storage, really.
Right.
Like I'm bringing the La Jolla basket that Serena and Lily sent.
Oh, and what are you going to use that for?
Storage.
Oh, storage. Yeah. Thank you.
My linens.
My linens.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like snacks. I don't know. My stuffed animals.
Quiet time. Can you just get in it and close the top? I just need a moment for me.
Yeah. So...
that's actually very smart that you're bringing that because we have a lot of those baskets. So that's a good use of it.
Four of those baskets.
We do. So overall, I'm so excited to see the end result. And I obviously will be expecting you to do a full recap on your social media channels. And we'll be sitting at the edge of our seat waiting for your final product. But again, I wanted to have this important conversation.
Yeah, this needs to be addressed.
It needed to be addressed. I also wanted to touch upon the clothes that you are purchasing, or maybe are you doing some? You're doing back to school shopping right now.
That's Mom and I went back to school. Thank you for that. Was a wonderful host question. Aww. So Mom and I went back to school shopping yesterday, and we went to J. Crew.
Mm-hmm.
We found a few good pieces. I wasn't overwhelmed with the amount of clothes that they had. It was mostly still summer stuff. And then we went to Madewell. I got two, you know, just like staple tops.
Yep.
I love their staples. And then we went to Nordstrom. So pleasantly surprised by Nordstrom's collection that they had.
Wow.
For transition summer to fall pieces. They have Farm Rio now, which Saks had before.
Really?
And Farm Rio is just, you know, beautiful colors and wonderful patterns. So I was really like pleasantly surprised.
So sorry. I thought I was on the verge of a coughing attack, but it seemed to have passed. Mm. Again, moving forward. That's fantastic that Nordstrom seemed to be kind of back in the game, because
I
feel like it was a staple in our childhood, and maybe some of you guys can relate to this. I feel like it was like, okay, back to school season, we're going to Nordstrom.
Anniversary sale,
exactly. We would start ahead of time, and then I kind of felt like maybe after COVID it trickled off a little bit, especially with the in-store experience. I feel like online has always been a staple friend, but that's refreshing to hear that you had a good experience, and you've also been doing some online ordering as well.
Yeah, Mom
from Bloomingdale's, yes.
I think you and Mom did that while I was at work one day.
Okay, I thought she feels you. Well, then yes, we did do some online ordering for you. Then it'll be little surprises, we just picked out some dresses for you to wear for like going out in the beginning of school, and they're very charming. I did a little series over on my TikTok just showing a few items, but I want to see those pieces come in.
I want to see it in person.
I want to see it move. I want to see what breathes. I want to see what
the texture
it says to me. You know, that approachable fabric.
Approachable. Guys, I mean, you know what I'm talking about when there's approachable bedding.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. And I think that can be carried over to your outfits as well.
This is an
approachable outfit. So we'll keep you updated with how the Bloomingdale's. But Aqua is a really great line for Bloomingdale's because, you know, it's a good price point. It's maybe a little bit more expensive, but it's not outrageous. And you're getting high quality pieces.
It is high quality pieces. That was my Sweet 16 dress. It was an Aqua dress.
It was Aqua. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just over the years, like last year when we went to Perry's wedding, that dress was Aqua. I think both of the dresses were.
No, mine was Antonio
Milani. Okay, mine was.
That's another great brand.
Oh, that's, Dillard's. Yes. Antonio Milani. Dillard's, again, kind of circling back to these large department stores. fantastic, especially online.
It's like
online.
You just discovered department stores. Like,
so here on today, we're going to be talking about a department stores.
Something new we've recently uncovered.
I don't know. I feel like for a little bit, we were like super into like boutiques and like finding things but now we've kind of done a full circle and just enjoyed the
180.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see your back to school outfits as well.
I'm excited too. I'm eager. I don't know how I'm going to decide what to start off wearing.
Yeah. Well, that's always exciting too when you have like your...
So many options.
And when do you go back to school, just to give the viewers...
August 19th.
Okay. And is
that... The big 1-9.
And that's a Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going back with mom and dad and they're going to move you in. And then your first day of classes is that Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to make you like uptight here, but I also want to fill the viewers in.
I'm like...
Your eyes
clammy.
Just go into fight or flight. But I would say like sophomore year for me was a fun year. Well, COVID hit, so then I got sent home. But prior to that, I thought it was a fun year because you're so nestled into college. You know, you're in a very comfortable spot. You know what's going on because you're not a freshman, obviously. But you're still on campus, at least at Miami. So you're really just getting involved, I feel like. Sophomore year, you might have, you know,
totally
leadership roles. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that was like a really great, hearty message for everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so I know we've been talking a lot about back to school and your dorm, circling back to that for a moment. Why don't you share some of your dorm essentials that you think you have to have in your room, especially if you're a freshman or if you're a sophomore and you're still living on campus, you could pick these items up. Talk about it. Share it with us.
All right.
Give us your insight.
Here we go. The first thing I would say, this is so random, is a doorstop.
I love it.
I think everyone needs a doorstop. I personally had four because
you did. Okay.
Our door was so heavy that we had to really secure it.
It was kind of obnoxiously heavy.
It's obnoxiously heavy.
Yeah.
You just get smashed by it. Uh-huh. So anyways, I think it's a great idea because the first few weeks, everyone's knocking on people's doors. You're walking around. You want to tour other people's dorms. And it's very inviting. It's very approachable.
I love this. This is a great word, buzzword that we've used today for the whole thing.
We want to be approachable.
We're approachable. Continue.
So I think a doorstop is great. Just go to the hardware store and get it.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I would say is an ice cube tray.
Oh, I love something it.
Something you don't really think about. And for the majority of my freshman year, my freezer was broken.
Okay,
so
I do remember this.
The ice cube tray only worked for approximately 2 weeks, and then it was just pure water. Just like nothing would freeze. But, you know, you don't want to walk down to the kitchen and put your ice cube tray there, and then you have to label it, and then people are stealing your ice. So
we have some
ice thieves.
The ice theft.
Yeah. You know. And if you want iced coffee, you don't want lukewarm iced coffee. So I think that's a really...
That's a great tip.
Essential.
Amazon, order
that you might
it.
Not think of.
Yes.
A bed tray.
Oh, cute.
I had a bed tray from Williams-Sonoma/maybe Pottery Barn.
Mm.
And when I was sick, it was really helpful because I would just have my meals on it.
Adorable.
Or if you're watching TV in bed, doing work on the floor, I even used it.
You did. Yeah. It was
I'm
super
a floor
cute.
Girly. I like sitting on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I feel most grounded. On the ground.
Weighted phone charger.
Love it. Yes.
So essential because that cord is just going to whoop. Fall right behind your bed.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to find it.
It's going to slip out and then
still
you're
can't find my
crawling
baby
around on the ground.
Stuffed animal that fell behind my bed. So imagine a cord.
Wow. You lost it?
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Which one was it?
The teacup.
Stop.
Yeah.
You lost the teacup? She must feel so scared right now because her whole family has been gone for like 3 months. And they'll never,
never
see each other again.
Reunite.
Like she's an orphan.
Yeah.
She's an orphan.
Mocha hasn't been the same.
I know that's her name. OMG.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even order a new one because like that would just be like replacing.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Part
that's
of your
replacing
heart.
Part of my heart. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh anyways. Air filter.
Uh-huh. Important.
So important. Also, I loved the white noise when I could go to bed.
Yeah.
And I think it honestly stopped me from getting sick.
You got to keep that air flowing.
Yeah.
You know,
and filtered.
Circulating. Moving circularly. Sorry.
Up and down
Up
and around.
Up and down all around. Yes.
So those are kind of just like my fast.
Those were really great. Did
things.
You come with the notes? Did you write those
down? Yeah. No, I have a little baby piece of paper.
Oh my gosh. I love how prepared you
Another
are.
Another dorm essential is a stuffed animal.
Many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An inanimate object that you can hold.
That you can talk to. No.
You can talk to.
for legal purposes, this is a joke. Okay. We are kidding. This is a total joke. Well, those are fantastic dorm room essentials. Yeah. I have a full blog post on my website, emilyonbose.com, where I have four different mood boards kind of breaking down the aesthetic of your room, your approachable duvet cover, yeah. your bed spread, and then a lot of those essentials that you just mentioned.
So I have a few more things that I think that everyone needs for a dorm.
Please share.
Well, actually, one thing that I didn't use pretty much ever mm-hmm. was my Keurig.
Yeah, you've said this before, yeah, which and I'm shocked by
so,
that.
So I didn't use it, one, because it stunk up my whole room. My whole room would smell like coffee.
But it's a good smell.
No,
you
but
didn't
like,
love it.
Okay, well.
I mean, I liked it.
I don't know. And then I had to empty the tray and the beans from the little tiny pot. It was just a whole situation.
It's a Keurig, not a vacuum.
Not a coffee grinder.
What?
I didn't end up using it. And I just bought a bottle of Starbucks cold brew.
Yes. You're in your iced coffee era, you're not touching that thing.
No.
Right? So I understand that. But I mean, I use my Keurig, I think freshman and sophomore year, but I understand where you came from.
Yeah. And this year, my roommate is bringing her Nespresso.
Oh, cute.
And so maybe I'll use it. Maybe I won't. Who knows?
Well, she seems to be a coffee drinker. So maybe I think that the issue maybe was your roommate last year didn't drink coffee. So yeah. I think it's fun to do it together. I don't know. Let's see if we see a difference. Keep us updated. Continue.
Okay. This is something that is so out of pocket, but I always kept fresh flowers in my room.
You did.
And I truly believe that it lifted my mood and made me more productive.
I believe it. Something about having, life in the room.
Yeah.
And it was really cute because every time I came and visited you, you would have your flowers and they were in different spots. You know, sometimes it was on the windowsill. Sometimes it was on your desk when you had your literal foyer that you created.
Yep.
It would be on that middle table. So I loved seeing where your flowers were.
It was a really exciting time. And then sometimes people would send me flowers and that was even more exciting.
Yes. What was that company that you ordered?
Fresh Sense.
Yeah. You just ordered 1 week. She just got a box of Fresh Sense.
I was just I kind of need this.
What? Because who sent this to you? You're myself. I wrote myself a note. I said, hey, hope you have a great week. I'm going to set these out. These are for me.
And because I knew I couldn't get to the grocery store. And so
you couldn't get to the grocery store that was 6 minutes away. And so you ordered.
Yeah, so I pre-scheduled.
I don't even know where this company is based out of. California, maybe, I think.
Yeah.
So that was okay. So that was more efficient. Got it.
It was fresh and they sent it. So it was.
No, great. I vividly remember that. And then I was kind of jealous because it was wait, I should.
Yeah, it's a beautiful pink box.
It is.
They sent
it's
a little
exciting.
Sticker and whatnot. It's wrapped up in newspaper.
That's also just to note a really good present for people. I know that I think it was last episode or two episodes ago with Mom, we talked about dollar hydrangea.
Yeah.
Which I also love.
Wait a second. I should get dollar hydrangea sent to my door.
Okay. Now we're just giving her ideas. I don't know if you can order anything less than a bulk order from dollar hydrangea.
Like 50 or something.
That's a lot for a dorm room.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to do that. But is that the limit?
You have a flower arch?
Do you know the limit?
But I think that the whole point is that you're ordering flowers in bulk.
Okay. Well, what if we bought it in bulk and then I gave some to my neighbors. We could all kind of go in on it together so we can all have fresh flowers.
And maybe I just start a side florist business, coming out of out of my dorm.
Maybe supply the entire hall.
Yeah, I think this is going to be something a new business facet in my life. But no, going back to the fresh sense for a second, I actually think that's a really cute idea. If someone's starting school, give it a couple weeks and then just surprise them with a box of flowers. And it's really good packaging. So Fresh Sense sponsor us because we are a huge fan.
I loved it.
I love it. Okay, so why don't you share with us a little bit about the classes that you're taking this year and your workload? I want to hear about this. And also circle back to what your major is. Maybe we've heard this before, but let's just say it again.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
Who are you? Why are you here?
And how did you get in my home?
Literally. Do you have a key? No. Okay,
so I am a supply chain operations management major with a history minor, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be adding some sort of double major in the business school as well, because supply chain's in the business school. So I'm thinking maybe real estate. What are your thoughts
love
on
it.
That?
I love it. I think in your blood. I think you should do it.
Okay. I'll run and buy some people.
reach out to some contacts.
Yeah. So that's my major and minor. This semester, I am taking two history classes, a business writing class, two statistic classes. And I think that's it.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
I think it's 15 credit hours. So it's perfect because I already took accounting and econ during the summer. So I am just...
Cruising for a bruising.
Cruising for a bruising.
Well, that's exciting. I feel like fall semester, I know I've said this before. I keep saying this to you, and I don't know if we necessarily see eye to eye on this, but I personally like fall semester a lot more than spring semester. I just think it's fun. Like,
I think every semester's fun.
No, I think every semester's fun, but if I'm just saying, you know, we had to choose, I think fall semester is more fun, probably because of the weather. Maybe. Although walking to class in that heat is not.
No, that is brutal.
Brutal.
Severe.
What was it? Yesterday I was in the car.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just in like a severe mood. You know, like it was a good mood, but I just felt like.
All of my emotions are severe.
It was just like severe. I was like severely happy.
Severely happy.
You know what I mean? Like it was just like intensely happy. Maybe that's a better word for it. But no, the heat is severe walking to class.
And that's why I think. I always wear work, and you told me this, you wear workout clothes to class because you're so hot.
I was
walking.
Yeah. And this is a little different because you're going to still be on campus for your sophomore year. So I think that like maybe your farthest walk will just be to the business school because it's kind of like a diagonal,
yeah,
you're going to be hopefully like closer to some other better parts of the campus, like the rec center. And I don't know.
I'm right next door to the rec center.
Oh, amazing. What was I going to say? Oh, but my senior year, when I was in my apartment, and we were like back in classes full time first semester. That was the farthest walk of my life because I was
think you literally only walked it once. Like
and then I was like, I need to figure out a parking situation. So I walked a lot first semester. Like when it got cold, I was like,
oh gosh, no.
Oh heavens.
I don't do that.
Heavens. No.
I was slipping and sliding everywhere.
It was like a peaceful walk because
it's straight down.
It was straight down. So, you know.
But then you're going up on the way back.
Yeah. And you've just like left your class and you're feeling, you know, maybe a little bit more tired. But then I would like swing by Starbucks because it was on my walk. Or Cofeña, which was also like really any coffee shop I would find.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stop it anywhere. Some sort of caffeine. Like,
fall down.
Yeah. But you've been saying this to me that fall's the best. And I am very excited because obviously now I am in a sorority. Last fall semester I was not.
Yes.
So I have all of those exciting things to look forward to.
Exactly. So I think that just your sense of community right off the bat is just gonna be at a higher level than it was.
Heightened.
Heightened, yes. Mm-hmm. You will have a severe amount of community in a good way. In a good way. We're using severe in a positive term.
Severe is a positive word.
It's a positive word
on
now.
This podcast.
You'll have an intense amount of community.
An approachable community.
An approachable amount of community.
Oh so my gosh, I'm makes merch. Literally. I'm looking forward to that. And then, my schedule's great. No Friday classes, late Monday class.
That is good. So that kind of leaves you a little bit more leeway for if you want to come home or just like have that extra time to do work. I think that is fantastic. And you're involved in the Student Foundation.
Yes.
So you have been working on that all summer, really. You have like weekly meetings, I think, or bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly meetings.
Bi-weekly
every
meetings.
Tuesday. Every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday.
7:30. Where are you?
Get it together. Get that Zoom link up and running.
Yeah.
Okay, so as fun as back to school is to talk about, I did want to circle back to summer because I feel like we're in like the, what would you call it? Like not the thick of summer,
it's
but
like,
the.
Like not the eye of the hurricane.
Do
but
you know
like
the word I'm looking for?
You know
when you're so.
Like in a bubble.
Yes.
Engulfed
with summer.
You're so, in like the sunset of summer, you know?
Yeah, but like not even that. It's like when you're deep summer, I guess. Would that be the word?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in deep summer. So we've been spending.
What late July.
Say? I actually can't hear you. What'd you say?
Summer nights, late July, when you and I are forever young.
Forever young.
I wanna be.
Summer loving. Have me a blast. Don't copyright me because I know I sound just like him. we've been spending a lot of time up at our lake house. We've mostly just been like living here, which personally I feel like I have this attachment where anytime I'm not here, you know, I'm like, oh, let's go have a little excursion. But then I just like want to come back here because it's so peaceful and so summery and fun.
There's such a draw to be here.
There's such a draw. Maybe it's because these hydrangeas are in full swing. And
maybe
like,
it's the coned hydrangea bushes that are drawing you in.
Maybe it's the cone. What are those hydrangeas? Those are
Coned hydrangea trees.
Huge. They are.
They're like UFOs.
No, they literally are massive.
Bigger
I saw someone on TikTok. She clearly must have the same hydrangeas, like not just your typical standard one, like the ones that I'm looking at right now, which are in the front of her house. And she was trying to do a table setting.
Uh-huh.
And she was standing on a chair and it was the largest bouquet of flowers in the middle of her kitchen. Like imagine putting those outside right there, those coned hydrangeas in like a little Serena Lily vase. They were shooting out. Like they were eating dinner and they couldn't even see over them.
And
it was a small tree she put in the middle of her.
Small tree. They have like droppings too and bugs get in them as well.
Oh really? Well they're beautiful.
Nature's
crazy. Our neighbor's front yard like has three huge ones in the front. So and they're in full bloom. So
and she's very petite, so you can't even see her when
she's
standing.
Okay, we just got some random pop-up that said that my disc was too slow, but we're going to continue.
Okay.
My disc is not too slow.
Watch
your mouth. We do not condone name-calling around here. So as I was saying, hydrangeas. Yes, and our neighbor gets lost in them. We can't find her. But my point of this whole thing was I feel like I'm really, so engulfed in the community here. Like, I look forward to our nightly walks and, seeing our neighbors out with the dogs and, running up to our ice cream shop and sitting there with you and getting our ice cream. Like, it's just been so fun and magical. I will say, I feel like we haven't really had a full beach day except for July 4th.
Yeah, but, I always think that the beach is a good idea and then I get down there and everything is so sandy.
I'm really?
We're still doing this.
But I think it'd be fun maybe this weekend to, have a full beach set up.
I think it's supposed to thunderstorm.
It said that today, but then look outside. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Look at that. God's wonderful creations. It's just staggering.
Look at that.
It's amazing. So, yeah, that was kind of our little summer update that I wanted to touch upon with
you. I love all the neighbors' dogs and the yipping and the yapping.
I know, it's quite fun.
This is completely off topic, but I did want to bring this up because last night I was watching Cheer and you literally thought I was being
such
intense screaming from the show.
I didn't know what you were watching, so I was just inquiring and make sure you were okay.
But I just wanted to say that Cheer is a really good show and I think you would like it.
You keep saying that and I'm like, I'm not hating on the show. It's just so random. And the way that you watch it is so, I'm going to circle back to that word severely. You are engulfed by this TV show. And what's it about? It's about a gymnastics team.
It's
Navarro
Cheer. It's Texas and it's a college cheer team.
That's it? That's all it is?
Yeah, but there's so many nuances to it. And you dive deep into the world of cheer.
Right. Okay. Well, I will say the other night I was I heard it on your laptop and it was screaming going on. I'm like, Elizabeth, what are you watching? And the laundry was going. And then I said it again. No response. I walked into your room a third time. And I'm like, Elizabeth, what are you watching? And she's oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You were very...
I'm on pins and needles because they were doing a full out.
So. Yeah. No, I was just really laughing at your choice of that. But Real Housewives was on last night.
We didn't watch it.
No, I know. Well, we had a busy night. We went out to dinner. My parents were with friends. So we're saving it for tonight. But honestly, I woke up this morning and I was already looking forward to it.
I'm thinking about it right now.
I will say, okay, so just a quick backstory. It's not a backstory. It's just a fact.
It's just a story. It's not a back or a front. It's just a story.
So we love the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's very entertaining.
Very.
I don't know who my favorite character is.
Kyle.
Okay, maybe Kyle. I don't want to be controversial because I feel like people are very opinionated when it comes to their favorite Real Housewives. I wasn't going to pigeonhole.
Well, I did it for us.
I like Kyle's house. So we haven't watched any other Housewives.
No, we've watched a few episodes in New York. I just honestly couldn't get into it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that people feel that way with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You probably have to get into it. But once you're into it, you're hooked. These are your people.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
You know these people.
I will say I don't really keep up with them on social media. I only tune in for their show.
Yeah.
They don't exist outside of that show.
I see Lisa Rinna's girls on
I see her on TikTok, too, when she's dancing. And if you don't watch this show, you probably have no idea what we're talking about. So I won't bore you with details about... a crazy show, but I was just going to let you know that we have it for tonight.
And I'm going to write that down so that we remember.
Totally, we remember. Totally.
But just kind of piggybacking off of this is our last season of Royal Pains that we have left.
It's really sad.
We've been watching Royal Pains for 3 summers now.
I think it's only been 2.
I'm pretty sure it's been 3.
Seriously?
Yeah. We only have 1 season left, and who knows how this show... Actually, I know how this show's going to end, because I did look at a spoiler, but...
You did?
Well, yeah, I was getting a little nervous.
Does it end okay? Okay, good. The way that we would want it to end?
I don't know who... What's his name? Hank ends up with, but I know...
Hopefully someone.
Yeah.
It's been 8 seasons.
He's been alone for this whole time.
Yeah, I feel like you're the problem now. But we talked about this in one of the earlier episodes about Royal Pains, and a few people were DMing me saying that they started it, and...
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's really good, and it's very, coastal... summer vibes.
Family oriented.
We can only watch it during the summer, so I guess when we're all together.
You can see why it would take us a long time.
Yeah, because it has a lot of stipulations. Most definitely. But I want a good show to start after Royal Pains.
Oh, wait. For the fall? Is it season-based?
Yeah, for the fall.
Murders in the Building.
Only murders.
Only murders in the building. Murderers, building, only.
I never watched the first season of
Neither
it.
Neither did I.
But I watched like two episodes with mom and dad of the second season. So I think I need to back up.
It's a very fall. Everything's kind of like in a sepia tone.
Well, it's funny because I remember last year when I was in school, I started watching You, which I don't recommend that show. It's actually
really?
it's a good show, but it's like scary and inappropriate and just has a horrible meaning. But the reason I watched it was for the set design because it took place in the fall in New York City and it was just a vibe. So if I can get into something based off of the set design and I don't like the storyline, like just imagine me, you know what I'm saying?
It kind of just shows where your priorities were at.
I just loved it got you in the mood for fall.
Okay.
But I don't recommend this to children. Like, that's not an appropriate show whatsoever. It's kind of scary. I was scared.
Did he stalk the girl?
No, he stalks her. Yeah.
In the fall. But with Taylor Swift in the background.
No, it was like that kind of.
This is totally out of pocket, but I just felt it again. I have the biggest bruise on my calf. And I have no idea where it came from.
What did you have you run into recently?
I can't remember.
It was probably from the jet ski, Elizabeth.
Do you think? But like, I didn't bang it on anything.
No, anytime I find like a bruise or
a gash,
or like
a wound,
chafing, honestly, it's from the jet ski.
Okay.
Or like my arm hurts, my back hurts, jet ski. That thing tears you apart.
It must be from the jet ski.
Nobody can tell me that much pounding on water is good for a human being. It's just not.
Isn't.
It's not how we're meant to operate.
No, but
up and down it, up and down it, up and boom, boom. Like it's
just sometimes when you hit a good wave, then it's fun.
No, it's fun, but like typically when I'm on the jet ski, it'll take me 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks to get over that for sure.
Yeah. No, it really hurts and it's turned a few different colors.
I wanted to, this kind of touches upon, I've tried to start my workout journey back up again. I started last week. I did 2 days of workouts and I'm just easing myself back into it. I think that a lot of people reached out after I mentioned this on one of my episodes. I don't want you to think that I am promoting, like definitely work out. I was just saying for me personally, I'm in kind of a funk, but I think that I just haven't found things that I like doing. And a lot of people were recommending bar classes.
Oh.
And so I think that that's something we're going to try.
Now, riddle me this. What is the difference between bar and Pilates?
I don't know.
Okay.
I also want to try Pilates because I have been seeing that all over socials.
You know what? I know the difference. Pilates is on a transformer and bar, you use a ballet bar.
I think bar is more like with a dance background.
Oh, and that would just, it's right up your alley.
I mean, I think I'm a dancer
you are
sometimes.
A ballerina. Pas de bourrée. Yeah. So when I get back to school, I want to do those free workout classes, you know, like that first week.
Oh, yeah,
those
are always fun.
And I feel like those are usually busy, right?
They're definitely busy, but it's like a fun busy because, you know, like it's people, you're like, hey, oh my gosh, how was your summer? Like it's camaraderie type of busy.
An approachable
kind of busy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not a severe busy.
No. Well, it's severely busy, but in a fun, approachable way. So you get it. Kind of like your bedspread. It's like a severely approachable bedspread.
Cool. So I definitely want to do those.
I think you should. And that's also nice because you don't like have a lot going on in your first week of classes, like with syllabus week. So like there's a little bit more time. Like get some people together in your hallway, walk down to the gym, you know, do your class.
You know what I did last semester, which I would love to continue doing, is my dorm soirees.
You did throw full galas in your dorm. Like
a ball.
There was a ball. There was
a bash.
Like a light cocktail hour in your dorm. But you should definitely do that, especially like I feel like with your roommate this year, like she would totally get into something like that.
And
correct me if I'm wrong.
Coyos,
and it's all of your sorority sisters. So it's like even better.
Sisters.
Come on, sisters. I have 7 courses laid out on my armoire right now. Just open my closet. You can see that we have the caterer in there. They're working out of a confined space, but
we are. Starting with a mousse bouche.
To go on it all
your palette.
The dining hall.
I'm like carrying boxes, Tupperware out of the dining hall.
No, literally. I think you should do it. I would love to be invited to a little dorm soiree.
I think what's going to be very hard for me is not having your kitchen and your apartment because I loved hosting things in your apartment.
I was thinking about that the other night.
I just show up to your apartment with the new renters.
I didn't.
I'm like, hey, No. Like, I left some stuff here. This is where I do my cooking and cleaning.
I actually came with the apartment. I don't think that the property manager, like, told you about this.
But yeah, it's like, this closet with the furnace, that's my room.
That's my room. I did think about that the other night. I did want to, like, bring it up because I didn't want it to be a sensitive subject. I mean, we both knew it was happening. But I think, you know, I was such a home base for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it was, like, nice because it was an escape from the dorm. Not that there was anything wrong with it, but, like, I had a kitchen. I had a, you know, a nice bathroom. Like, it was just a couch, for example. Yeah. And it was, like, a little break for you. But, again, I feel like this is different because you were trying to make friends, whereas now you, like, have your friends.
Right.
So it's not necessarily as much of, like, okay, here's what we're going to do. It's, you know. But, again, I mean, I'm not going to be there. So it's going to be rough for you. No, I'm kidding.
You're going to have to make it through.
Yeah.
Remember the one night that you just were like, I'm making dip.
I did make dip,
and then
though. You
picked me up and we just ate dip in your apartment.
It was delicious. So wait, random. That was actually so good. I made that spinach and artichoke dip. Yeah. I would go through waves of cooking.
Remember when you made soups?
I made what? I made a soup.
Oh, I thought you made two soups.
No, the other ones I heated up. Okay. So it's how you define making.
Got it.
I did. I would go through waves of cooking. I think that everyone in my apartment did. And it came to the point where, like, each of my roommates, we had our signature meals. Not even signature. Like, we wouldn't
Sarah's
call them.
Sarah's was salmon.
Sarah's was salmon or anything really in the air fryer. That was, like, her territory.
Oh, I thought that was Kelly.
No, it was Sarah's air fryer.
Oh.
But Kelly, we all used it. No, Kelly. Well,
always crushing some sort of
Kelly was
sandwich.
The George Foreman.
The George Foreman.
Yeah.
Is that different than a panini?
Well, that's what it's called.
Okay.
I think it's a panini maker. No, but Kelly's was the vodka pasta.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was literally the first weekend at school. She made vodka pasta and I came over and ate it. And I was like, who are you guys?
No, it was
like,
amazing.
I don't know where I am.
And it was just like a funny whole scenario because we each had a job. I don't know. I'm just thinking back. Yeah. She was basically screaming. You're like, put that in. Yeah. It all happened very quickly. And then it was delicious.
It would take like 15 minutes.
Yeah. It was very quick. Emily's was the Greek bowls. Did you ever have the Greek bowls?
No, but I know that you talked about it. I would have said the mac and cheese for Emily.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily cooking. Again,
no,
that's more just
cooking,
like heating
but
up. But she would make Greek bowls. And it would be so nice because I would like walk in and there would just be like all the ingredients and then you like put your bowls together. Wow. I don't think I had a signature meal. Mine was like iced coffee.
You're like, I'll make popcorn. Like,
it was literally like popcorn like when I was in my soup era.
My soup era. It was maybe a week.
It was a week. It was like, and it was when it was really cold out. And so I thought I was like going to just fall into the season. So I figured I would just make like a chowder, you know,
Have a clam bake out in the.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? What was my signature meal?
No, you made a lot of wraps.
I was really strong when it came to like breakfast and lunch. I will say.
Yeah.
I had a really good regime for that. I would make
regimen.
Yeah. That's what I meant. I would make like really good yogurt bowls.
Okay, this is just a core memory that came back. Literally a core memory.
Okay.
First day of classes, college. Okay. I'm in a dorm auditorium for accounting. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I walked by myself uptown to your apartment and you made me avocado toast. And
I did that?
Yeah.
That's
and then
so
we
fun.
Had some nice coffee. And then I went to my two other classes.
I think I do remember that. You would just, the best is when you would just show up unannounced.
No, this is the best. Was when I couldn't get a hold of you because you are just a text taker and you would not respond to me. So I would be like, okay, the night before, hey, coming over tomorrow at 10:30. I'm going to bring bagels and coffee. Like, be ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I get up at 9:30. I text you. I'm up. Like, be ready. Okay. That's the first. So that's the second text. Then I would go to Cofenia. Hey, I'm in line. What coffee do you want? Okay. Nothing. It would be 11:30 after I've like literally sat at Cofenia waiting for your text. And then I'll be like, you know what? Walking over. And then I'll stand outside your door. No one would be awake. And then I would call Kelly, Sarah, Emily, and then finally Kelly. It was, I swear to God, it was 1:15. And Kelly prances down the stairs. She's like, hey! I am holding bags of bagels.
I started it last night
because I thought that if I told you the night before, you'd be prepared. Guess what? It didn't matter when I told you. You
Wait,
were never prepared.
What day so was then, this? Like a Friday or a Saturday?
I think it was a Friday because I didn't have classes
Friday.
So then it was 1:15. I roll up. I carry myself up your stairs and you're just sitting in your black little chair, ice rolling your face. And I'm like, did you get any of my text messages? I have been waiting. for 12 hours to hear back from you.
And then I'd be like, what?
You're like, you didn't get me the right iced coffee?
Yeah, I said blueberry bagel, not everything. Yeah.
And then I'd be so annoyed.
Oh my God,
that's because I would go out on Thursday nights because I didn't have classes on Friday. Neither did you, but you didn't really go out on Thursday nights.
No, I would go out Thursdays, not Fridays, because Fridays...
Maybe more in the beginning. Anyway, yeah. But you would just show up and bring me food the next day, and then we would rehash everything. Yeah. But I would literally... I don't respond to text messages.
No matter how many text messages I send. You weren't even on Do Not Disturb. You were reading them and still not responding.
No, I must have been asleep. I was clearly sleeping. You must have been asleep. And then if you had texted me the night before that I was probably out and I saw it, but I was just like, this is a tomorrow problem. MySpace, and then it turned into an afternoon problem.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, there's my day.
But no, you're saying it's not like you waited outside for 3 hours. You
didn't wait outside your door for 3 hours. I waited for 20 minutes outside your door.
But you were doing work at Cofania. Let's just clarify.
Yes, I was doing work at
Cofania. So you would kind of just camp out there because that's where my apartment was. Yeah. It was right across the street from this coffee shop. So if you couldn't get a hold of me, you were just like doing homework there, right? I don't want people to think that I just like left you outside for 4 hours.
No, you never left me outside, but there was one specific time.
Okay.
Right at the end where I was not camping out at Cofania and I fully just like walked over and I was... been calling Kelly.
No, yeah.
I was like, no, but is she alive? Like,
and I would just be reading the text messages in hours. Yeah. But it's not just you that I do this to. I don't want you to just be like, oh my gosh, I don't talk to Alyssa. Like I take everybody's texts and I don't respond. Like if you really need to get a hold of me, you have to show up at my door.
You can't even call you. Like
no.
Like, nothing works. Nothing works. You know what works, honestly, is a DM.
I will respond to a DM.
You will respond to a DM quickly. Immediately. Like, if I need to get a hold of you, just get on her Instagram.
Get on my, if you need to get a hold of me, DM me, and I promise you I will respond.
Or, you know what works sometimes? Is Snapchat, because you never get Snapchats.
Oh,
true. And so when you do get a Snapchat, you're like, what is it? And then you're like, oh, it's just Elizabeth.
But that's the thing, like, I don't.
Help!
I've been calling you for, I guess that would also be right, but I don't use Snapchat anymore because it's, no offense, childish, but
I mean,
just a bold statement I'm making.
Yeah.
But I think actually, I think if I saw that it was just, like I would check it, and then if I saw it was you, I'd probably open it, but maybe not respond. I don't know.
Definitely LinkedIn messaging you.
No, seriously, like direct messaging is the way to go. I will always respond to your direct message quickly too, because I have my Instagram notifications on.
Right, but not your text message.
No, I do have my text message notifications on. I just choose not to respond. Again, this is just across all, like, to anybody, I will not respond to text messages.
It's so funny because I respond. Okay, here's the thing. I'll respond immediately or I'll see it, read it, think of a response in my head, and then close the app. And then you won't hear from me for 2 weeks.
I would say, but you're definitely a better texter and communicator general. But for me, yeah. I'm really good at my emails, though. Like, I'm on my emails.
I'm, like, emailing you at Proton Mail, and I'm like, hey, what's your coffee order? Like,
hey, I'm in line again. Hey, you psycho girl. Here over in your inbox.
Yeah.
Attaching a contract.
Yeah.
But on how to treat me better.
The one time that you invited me over so that I could drive you.
Oh, I would do that all the time. Yeah. Or that was.
And then I had to walk home in the rain.
Because, you did?
Yes. Because you wanted the car.
Wait, I'm sounding like a terrible person.
No. Oh my God, no. Not at all. We would. The best.
But like, there's just funny stories, I will say. It was just chaotic energy.
I literally forgot about that night, though.
Wait, I don't remember any of this. What are you talking about?
So I came over. So Brandon and I had gone out to dinner and then he went to whatever. And then I went over to your apartment and you went over. So then you were like, can you drive me to Abby's? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I'll just drive myself back to the dorm. But then you were like, no, I want the car for tomorrow. So then
is this when Sarah had to run down and get the keys?
Yeah.
Okay, so I remember this.
I drove back to your apartment and then gave the keys to Sarah and then walked home in the rain.
But no, I remember it started raining and I was like, oh my gosh, like, see if someone will see if you can hitch a ride. I remember I was like, oh, Sarah and Charlie were literally going to drive you back, though. I will say
I the offer bother Sarah and Charlie. Like he had like flown in for the weekend. I was going to be like, hey, here's the 14.
No, I'm saying they were very giving. I think that they, if you really like, you should have, don't make the game harder than it is. Like use your resources.
That's no, I you, sis.
I like, do remember that very clearly. That whole situation. I don't know why I needed... Oh, because I was going to Cincinnati the next day. I had to have the car by like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and I didn't want to get up.
Right. Wow, we're really just unloading all these memories. Why can't I think of anything like for you that...
Because I was an angel.
No, that's not true.
I was so helpful to you all the time. There were definitely situations, but none of which are coming back.
Or like my favorite was when I would be done studying at King at like, it was a Thursday afternoon, and I would have just tanned. So I'm like a like totally different color.
Uh-huh.
And I roll out, and you are there parked outside of King. And I hop in, and then we would go and prance around.
That was really fun.
That was so fun.
I feel like I was just constantly like
rolling out, barreling.
Like coming up, grabbing you, taking you out. Yeah. No, it definitely was like that. That was fun, though, as well. Really just Thursday evenings were like,
Thursdays were fun.
Prime time, because it was like the weekend.
The anticipation is so thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. Well, I hope you guys enjoy these like little college. There's so many stories.
The one time it was a tsunami. It was a hurricane had swept Ohio. I was out walking to the gym and my umbrella broke. It was so windy. I was like, brave Irene with this umbrella. And I called you, but my AirPods have gotten drenched.
Oh my God, did they not work?
No. They like low-key broke.
Oh my God.
And so I called you and I was like, can you please pay me?
What did I say? Oh God.
You were like, no, it's raining. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm in the eye of the hurricane. Like, please help me. And you were like, no, like it's raining. I'm not leaving my apartment. So then I walked 30 minutes to Braden's dorm so that I could dry off before I went to the rec center. I had to get rid of my on clouds because sopping wet.
Yeah. Well, why did you leave? My response to that is, why did you leave when you knew
know.
That there was?
I didn't know.
Oh, it didn't. It must
and
have
I was
not
like,
been
oh,
raining.
I have an umbrella. I have my little rain jacket on. I'll be totally fine.
And I do remember getting a picture of you and you were drenched. You were sopping wet.
I've never been more soaked.
I remember that. I was in my apartment. I like looked out the window. I was like, why would I leave?
You were like, no, it's raining.
Literally raining. That's on you for not checking. Yeah. Like, if there was even a sprinkle.
You're swimming through campus. That's what I sounded like on the phone. No, you were like, I can't even hear you.
Like, speak up. You go. You need to speak up.
Sounds like you're underwater.
No, I literally think it was probably like, why did you leave? Yeah. That was my response.
Oh,
good Lord. Well, I'm going to just look forward to the time when I get a call from you.
Oh my gosh.
You know, first week, da-da-da-da, all these things happen.
So
and I'm just going to.
Paragraph upon paragraph upon paragraph.
Yeah.
Of a three-hour event.
Of a three-hour event that we break down, and I'll just grab my popcorn.
No, but I made eye contact with that person, so I think that means something.
No, I think we're dating. Oh, my gosh. That is going to be so fun. Well, okay, we really just went on a huge tangent here. Let us know if you want more crazy. These weren't even crazy college stories. These were just
Tuesday.
Emily. In today's episode of Emily Doesn't Know How to Use Her Phone.
Like, yeah.
The segment that we have just started.
No iOS update can fix this.
No. So if you need to get a hold of me, direct message me on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah. Unless it goes to my hidden messages, then I will never see it.
So you have to be a primary direct message.
Yes, it has to be a primary direct message. And maybe send another one because then it'll bump it to the top.
And if you need to get a hold of me, FaceTime me.
FaceTime me. Actually FaceTime me, but from somebody else's phone because
no, you never answer.
My phone?
When I would call you like seven times in a row.
I'm telling you, I'm not purposely ignoring you.
My guess is that
I was like doing something. If I'm out, you do not contact me. Except for Instagram.
Exactly.
I will respond to an Instagram. Need a link? Absolutely. I'm all over it. Like, I'm all over that.
Like, hey, can you pick me up?
But if you're locked out or you're... No, I'm not responding. Alrighty, everyone. So I think that concludes this week's episode. And I'm so happy that Elizabeth was back on the podcast and we are recording in our little home studio. Hopefully the sound was okay. We had a couple mishaps. We persevered.
A few panics, but
we overcame. And I think that she is going to be back on next week as well to just before you go back to school. I think I'm going to just get as much out of you as I. One last time. And then we'll probably have Anne back on to the pod as well to continue that conversation. So thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on our social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, subscribe to our newsletter, and be sure to shop my merchandise. The bow embroidered baseball hat is the perfect back to school hat to wear on campus.
Also, it's like a fun little gift to give someone going back to school.
Yes. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Instagram and TikTok to keep up with her
ever-changing. I was literally just said at the same time.
Yeah, no, I saw it come out of you. Okay. Amazing. So thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Bows and Company. And as always, remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow.
Bye, guys.
No.
Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.